Like, I met my girl when I was 18 years old, and she was just turning 23. I really love her from my heart, and even though I don't deserve it, fam, I hope she loves me. So I just done this private show, I'm doing Foot Locker promo, and judging from the postcode, it was Shoreditch or Soho. Did 6 or 7 tracks, made 6 or 7 racks. A couple days later on Twitter, I saw this photo of myself and I was grinning. That 4K camera quality, it got me tripping. So I'm checking out who did it when I stumbled on this girl, and I could tell that she was different. A couple hours later, now I'm liking all her pictures, I ain't finished. I typed her Twitter name into my Insta so I could check on every single little digit. Why didn't I just message her? Trust me, I was thinking, but I'm a self-centered rapper, too concerned about my image, the truth. So when she hit me first, I'm pretty shocked I didn't burst. I'm calling Josh, Jack and Joss, who am I ringing first? Man, I was so excited that I replied a minute later. That's that bro, I think that you just let her know. Excited, too excited, no clue on what I should do. Excited, so I'm just typing, rambling like a fool. Excited. Look, look. And we were talking for hours over some minor things, ignoring everyone else to her and replying quick. This type of chick, she got a spark like you were lighting spliffs. You know you like her when you're thinking about your words. She got me typing, deleting my messages, then rewriting, in the hope that there's a smile when she's replying. The highlight of my day, them phone calls in the night, it's the little things. The girl, she had a vibe and I liked it, and she's into photography, she's got a passion for it, and she respects that I'm rapping, but she ain't catting for it. See, that's the perfect balance. There's nothing better than a girl with talent, drive, ambition, all of them things above, she's showing in abundance. I ain't even met her yet, she works around the corner but lives just outside of London. I ain't fronting, I'm a sweet boy, intentions are in question, so my compliments are decoys, if that even makes sense. The first time I met her, I'm surrounded by my friends, random ends on some staircase. So much for a first date. I just had a show and I asked if she could meet me after, maybe we could chill, you never know where things could go. No problem, she down to roll. Traveled in a cold, saw her when I crossed the road, grey hoodie under a coat, if I'm remembering correctly. It's always kinda weird when a person that you were texting's a person that you're obsessed with. I was on her from the jump, I think she was wearing pumps or Vans when I first met her. No, it's either one, she was looking so attractive, I barely saw skin cause she was covered like a mattress. Man, I think that she's the one. I was stuck for 20 seconds trying to give the girl a hug, and all my friends are drunk, so fuck it, I'm about to kiss her. Any complications, I'm blaming it on the liquor, changing my name on Twitter and blocking her on my Insta. I saw her skin blush the moment that our lips touched. She pulled my bottom lip until it stretched, kissed me on my cheek until she reached around my neck and had me moaning like a bitch. Even though I'm wearing jeans, I had to rearrange my dick so she don't see that I'm a wreck. It's the first time we met, got me feeling like a creep, and that strawberry flavour gave her tongue a kind of sweet little taste that we could speak about anything. We were friends first. I dropped her to the station, I remember, cause we had a conversation for ages about our dreams and the things that we hadn't seen and all that we had intended to do. I bet she's hoping my intentions are true. And as months went by, we both got into it, and intimate. And I'ma spare you the details, cause both of our parents are probably listening, but really we were into it, into us, into this, into everything about each other. We were lovers and I love her cause she knows me, and that's probably why she told me you ain't ready for a girl. You're still a little kid that's getting ready for the world and you don't need that kind of burden, but I told her that I want it. And I'm just being honest, yes I know that girls exist but I don't see them as a problem, I meant every single word. And I ain't gonna lie and say DMs have been absurd, but out of every single girl this is the weirdest of positions. It's usually the girl that's asking where I see her fitting or a place in her position, but I'm telling her I need it and I don't think she sees it, so I'm being even sweeter when we're speaking and we're meeting. I've got affectionate messages, you can read them. You gotta tell a girl that she's beautiful till she sees it, believes it, understands it, more than physically, mentally, and the way that I'm feeling. I could talk for 10 years about the moments that we shared, the jokes that we had running, the places that we've been, the music we made together, producing next to my bed, then making my minor changes in reference to what she said. I think I started getting tired, my schedule's a mess, replies are getting lazy, and my lady knows it's crazy, but she's there if I'm in need, while I'm at shows getting tempted by girls that are on their knees. You know I'm only a teen, it's like my eyes started drifting, not as easy as I pictured to give your all to a woman, ignoring all this attention. attention that's been getting to my head. This sex is so accessible, one message or text and girls will get in your bed. She's trying to make it happen with photos at her events. I mentioned it's a passion, photography is her thing, and I don't know if it's the pressure where paper meets the passion and the pleasure. We all gotta work to survive, so now she's popping up at shows, taking pictures on her own. And at first it wasn't cool, but fuck it, we'll let it go. Until I saw her in some rapper's tracksuit, I felt away. She told me it was work and she was in some studio taking pictures, and I just sighed. Some halfway wannabe rappers had fed her lies, they ain't looking for no picture. I know it's your profession, but read their intentions. They ain't paying male photographers to shoot that same session. And I felt so disrespectful, standing on her dreams and crushing them. I just told her it's nothing, do what you need to do. If I ain't feeding you, then my opinion's all I'm giving when I speak to you, cause I don't have the right. Why should girls be punished for a male's dirty mind? When I think about it now, I'm ashamed to the core. I mean, how many men stop their women from achieving what they can because in secret they've been feeling insecure and I can't handle my emotions? It's probably why I didn't see her talent when I should have been supporting and promoting, like I didn't have a platform, a voice and a following. With everyone I knew, I really could have done a lot of things to help chase her dream, but instead of me to grow into the person that she needs, I acted like I couldn't see. And I don't mean to say this like I don't trust the girl, but how can I trust her if I don't trust myself? And even girls can get tempted, you know how it goes. What if she meets a bigger rapper when she's at a show? What if he sees her backstage? What if he's selling lots? What if he's got a bigger car, got a better watch? That doesn't bother me, she really ain't material. It's all the little things they do that put the fear in you. What if he actually replies? What if he phones her too? What if he's doing all the things that I'm supposed to do? What if he's listening, laughing, relating? What if he even cares to ask her how her day's been? What if he's trying to give her everything she needs and expects from the one damn person that she's dating? I should have helped her follow a dream, but instead I held her back and had her following me. And boys got a brave face so they'll never know that it hurts just as much when you let them go.